That's from a recording titled Snake Fence Country from the Edmonton Wind Ensemble, Darius Milhaud's Suite Française, Provence. It's the new Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore.
The Oasis Look at the Arts is brought to you by Kerner Hall, one of the world's great concert halls, featuring the best in classical, jazz, world, and roots music. For more information, visit rcmusic.com/performance.
When I was a lad, I served a term as office boy to an attorney's firm. I cleaned the windows and I swept the floor, and I polished up the handle of the big front door.
HMS Pinafore, Gilbert and Sullivan's first great hit, takes the Toronto Opera Company stage on Wednesday, with further performances this weekend at the St. Lawrence Center for the Arts. The cast includes Holly Chaplin as Josephine, Brian Downey as Ralph, and newcomer Bradley Christensen. Rosalind MacArthur appears as Buttercup, and Gregory Finney will be featured as Sir Joseph Porter.
I copied all the letters in a hand so free that now I am the ruler of the Queen's Navy.
Well, it looks to be a wonderful production, and Gregory Finney is a Toronto-based baritone. His CV includes engagements with Against the Grain Theatre, Voice Box Opera in Concert, and, of course, the Toronto Operetta Theatre. Recent performances include Messiah, Figaro's Wedding, Camerasca, Don Giovanni, and The Merry Widow. There he is in performance, Gregory Finney. Welcome to the new Classical FM.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you here. You look fantastic, by the way.
Oh, thanks. I like to get dressed up for special occasions.
Here you are in studio, and you might be on our YouTube cameras, so people can say hello to you there, waving. There he is. And we gave away tickets as a promotion to this particular piece.
Fabulous.
A couple weeks ago, and the phone was just ringing off the hook. Everybody wants to see HMS Pinafore. What is it about this piece that is so desirable all these years later?
Well, it's, first off, it's feel-good, family-friendly fun. There's not a whole heck of a lot of that going on in live entertainment.
I think that's true.
The whole family can go to. It's you know, one of those great comedies where love wins out on top at the end. And spoiler alert.
It's a regular Downton Abbey going on.
Yeah, well, and that's it, right? I mean, it's the people just like to laugh at the sort of class warfare that happens verbally between these people, and how love always ends up winning out in the end over the day, coupled with the fact that Sullivan was just a great composer. I mean, the tunes are singable. You can songs like mine have six verses, so you get a lot of chances to hear the tune. But it's just the good nature of the composition itself, and just the mastery of the combination of Gilbert's words with Sullivan's music. It's just of course, it's going to stand the test of time. It's just really good work.
I love that. And it's interesting to me, too, because I would pick up the phone for people who are winning tickets, and right away they would identify with the actual prize. That often isn't the case. People say, oh, what is exactly I've won this time? And right away people just recognize this as a great night out.
So. Well, it's one of those sort of, it's just, HMS Pinafore is just sort of in the zeitgeist.
It is.
You know?
Yeah.
It's one of those pieces that everybody just knows about. Like, you know HMS Pinafore. You know Cats, you know Marriage of Figaro,
right?
You know, like these big works, and it stands the test of time because it's a good, well-crafted and extremely intricate piece of work.
Tell us about Sir Joseph Porter.
Sir Joseph Porter, KCB. There's a class of characters in Gilbert and Sullivan musicals. I call them the Lord Admirals.
Okay.
Major General Stanley from Pirates of Penzance is one. He is a Lord Admiral. I forget his name. In Iolanthe, you know, Coco from The Mikado fits the bill in that show. But they're sort of the holdover from the older class. And it's just, these are roles that I've been dying to be old enough to play, basically.
Right. This is interesting, too, because I talk to baritones sometimes, and it is a lot of bad guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've heard this before. Yeah, yeah. Fathers, but often voices who help us understand what's happening in the show, or voices of guidance, and it sounds like
what's interesting for me, especially in this, is because Sir Joseph Porter is one of the lead roles in the show. He's not a romantic lead, but he's there a lot, and he's very important to what's going on.
Right.
For me, my general repertoire is in the Compromario vein, so I'm playing, you know, the sidekicks, the drunk uncles, you know. I play Benoit Alcindoro whenever I do La Boheme.
Right.
You know, those kinds of things. So right. Comedy is always in the blood there. But I think it's just my early love of just British theater and English text. And, you know, I was a Shakespeare nerd in junior high. I was that kid, you know, reading Macbeth.
Only a few of those guys in junior high.
Well, in Cape Breton, there's like two of me.
That's where this all started, eh? Cape Breton?
Cape Breton, Nova Scotia, born and raised, yeah.
How about that? You know, my son-in-law just did a massive ski trek across a big chunk of it last couple of days. So Cape Breton's been on my mind.
Well, they have the snow for it.
They do. And you're glad that you're here performing HMS Pinafore as opposed to that.
Well, I mean, Cape Breton is honestly, to me, it's the most beautiful place on the planet, you know.
It's God's country.
It is. I mean, I was really lucky. I grew up across the street from the Atlantic Ocean.
Right.
You know, it's the people are so kind, you know. And when they're rough with you, it comes from a place of love, so you only grow from it.
That's,
you know,
right.
That kind of
that's
thing.
That's what that's about.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. And, you know, my mother would hate to hear me admit it, especially on radio, but that's definitely where a lot of our strength of character comes from. And also, like, you know, the laugh, because if you don't, you'll cry. Know, it's sort of a, when you live in that harsh of a landscape and you're in the have-not sort of category for so long, you just sort of, you gravitate to things like entertainment. That's why everyone and their dog plays either a fiddle or a guitar or the piano. Or
I've been to the region. I know it well.
And even if they don't, everyone is a great appreciator of music. And so, you know, it's been in my blood and from the get-go. And, you know, growing up, I spent more time in a rehearsal room than I did in a classroom.
It's pretty exciting that that you have that in your heart, but here you are in the city and we get to enjoy your talents.
Well, I got to be what I wanted to be when I grew up.
Right.
It's pretty cool, right?
That is
you know,
cool.
Not a lot of people get to say that.
Real quick, before we let you go, what is next for you in 2020? What's happening after this production?
So more work with Against the Grain Theater is coming up, I believe. I'll be
pretty fascinating organization. Joel is so busy in this town now.
You know what? It really is, and it was like I've been with them since the get go. Like I've been with them since the first La Boheme.
That's great.
And we just did a national tour in association with the Banff Center, and it was fantastic to bring opera to the country that kind of way. It really sort of puts hope in my heart that people still want to come to this stuff.
Right.
You know, even in the far reaches of the netherworld. But, you know, hopefully a lot more operetta. You know, the season's kind of winding down right now. But I definitely, Toronto Operetta Theatre is kind of like home for me. I debuted with them in 2007 or 2008.
Yeah.
With the Count of Luxembourg. And I've been with them pretty much every season since.
And they always put on special shows and sometimes a little outside of what we're maybe used to. And I love them mixing it up, and it's great.
Yeah, so. I mean, you get that they're a really, really unique company. And Guillermo Silva Marin does amazing work. They get the great canon, like the Gilbert and Sullivans. You get your Mary Widows, you get your Duflatermouse. But then you get, he's a champion of Zarzuela, which is Spanish opera.
Right.
Which is a really, 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 really beautiful corner.
We talked about it last time, with those members of the last piece.
Yeah, so I got to do Luisa Fernanda and Los Gavilanes with him. So I've been with him for quite a while, and he's very special to me, and the company's very special, and this is a very special production.
We want to see you this week, HMS Pinafore, Gilbert and Sullivan's first great hit, the Toronto Operetta Company stage on Wednesday, and further performances this weekend at the St. Lawrence Centre for the Arts, torontooperetta.com for timing and tickets. And Gregory Finney, just wonderful to have you here and to spend some time
with you.
Pleasure
is all mine.
Thank you for being here. And we're going to get to music from the show in just a moment.